This is WSKG News. Results are out from year three of New York's Common Core tests. Students showed some progress in math, but not much in English. We have two takes on these results. First, Karen DeWitt from Albany.
Education Commissioner Mary Ellen Elia says she's pleased that students have made incremental progress, with a 7% increase in math exam passage to 38%. But the number of students who pass the English test remains mired at around 31%.
Am I disappointed that they're not? Yes, I would have liked greater growth.
But she says a major change to learning standards takes time. The state for the first time released figures on how many children boycotted the tests. It finds 20% opted out, compared with just 5% in 2014. The teachers' union called the test results meaningless. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.
And in Binghamton, I'm Solveig Wastvedt. The Southern Tier saw big gains in math scores, too, compared to 2013. In some counties, the portion of students scoring proficient jumped more than 10%. In English, the picture's not so rosy. Many counties saw their scores decrease slightly. And most Southern Tier counties trail state averages in both subjects, based on this year's scores. Chenango County showed the biggest gap, about 10 percentage points lower. The exception was Tompkins County, which outperformed state averages in both subjects. This year's opt-out movement took a toll in the area. Cooperstown and Oneonta districts had more than half their students refuse the tests. That will make it hard to use these scores to gauge progress. Solveig Wastvedt, WSKG News.